Hello and welcome, weirdos, to That Weirdos Podcast, where we're going to be going over some Reddit stories of r/AmITheAhole. Jumping right in with a Reddit from BoldBellaXX. Am I the a-hole for refusing to let my brother's fiancé wear my late mother's wedding dress? I, 32 female, lost my mom 4 years ago. It was devastating, and I inherited a lot of her things, including her wedding dress. My mom and I were incredibly close, and she always talked about how much she wanted me to wear her dress when I got married. I'm not married yet, but I've been saving the dress for my special day. My brother, 29 male, is getting married next year, and his fiance, 28 female, recently asked if she could wear my mom's wedding dress. She said it would mean a lot to her because she never got to meet my mom, and she wants to feel connected to her on the big day. I understand that it's a sweet gesture, but I don't feel comfortable with her wearing something that's so sentimental to me, especially since my mom always wanted me to wear it. When I told her I wasn't okay with it, she got upset and said I was being selfish. Now my brother is upset with me too, saying it's just a dress and that I'm ruining their wedding over something that's not a big deal. I offered to help her find a similar dress or even incorporate a piece of my mom's dress into her own gown, but she refused. Our family is now divided, with some saying I'm in the right and others saying I should let it go for the sake of the family harmony. Am I the a-hole for refusing to let her wear the dress? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think you're the a-hole. Because, to be fair, like you stated, your mother gave you that dress. That was passed down to you with the request that you wear it to your wedding, not your brother's fiance. So, no, I don't believe you're the a-hole. Jumping right into the second one, we have a Reddit from Mindless Act 3752. Am I the a-hole for giving my cousin's marine friend shrooms after he asked me to do so, and now I might be homeless? What an interesting title. Overall, already see that it's voted not the a-hole, so I think I agree just off the title. But without further ado, I'm a 20-year-old male living with my 21-year-old cousin, who's a Marine. She often invites her friends, also Marines, over on weekends. I recently started getting along with one of them, let's call him John. We bonded over video games and shared experiences. One night, while I was preparing to go out to do some mushrooms with a friend, John asked me where I was headed. I told him, and we ended up discussing our past experiences with psychedelics. He then asked if I could bring him some back, but I hesitated, reminding him that they test for drugs in the military. He assured me it would be fine since it didn't contain THC and handed me $30 for it. After a few hours, I returned and gave him the mushrooms, advising him to do some research first. He was staying over in the living room that night. About an hour later, my cousin knocked aggressively on my door. When I opened it, she was furious, demanding to know what I gave John. I explained the situation, and she yelled at me, calling me dumb and saying John was not having a good time after taking the mushrooms. I asked if I could check on him, but she told me to stay away, warning that I'd regret it if I approached him. She explained that John could lose his job over this and that it would be my fault. I tried to explain that we had discussed it beforehand, but she insisted I shouldn't have listened to him, claiming he'd been drinking. I argued that he seemed sober when we talked. She then claims he drank before driving over. Now she's threatening to kick me out if anything happens to him. So, am I the a-hole? Edit, for anyone wondering how much I gave him, it was only about 0.9 grams. The money he gave me was a gesture of generosity for doing him a favor. I should mention that I sent him the money back before arriving at his house because of how much I was bringing him. He had done mushrooms before, so it wasn't his first time. As for the living situation, I'm renting a room in a house that is also rented. My name just wasn't on the lease before I moved in. So, that's not really a good thing that you're not on the lease, been there, very risky. But overall, no, you're not the a-hole. Like you said, you tried to warn him. You told him what you knew. He didn't listen. He's the Marine. he should have known the guidelines before doing this to himself. It's entirely his fault, and I don't think that you should be at risk of getting kicked out for something like that. Moving on to our third Reddit, it's from plus/86617. Am I the a-hole for not denying anything when my friend called me gay to prove a point? Sorry if I make mistakes, English is not my first language, and I don't use Reddit very often. I, 17 male, come from a country where being gay is slowly getting more accepted, especially in the bigger cities. But I live in a smaller town where this is still not so common. There's this guy in my class who is gay, but he doesn't hide it, and most of the time people leave him alone, but some of my friends like to make jokes about him. The other day during recess, we were playing football and this guy wanted to join, but one of my friends started making jokes, saying things like, "Gay guys can't play football," and "Do you know anything about football? You're probably more into fashion." I felt really bad about this because it was too much, so I pulled my friend to the side and told him to stop being mean. I told him it's not cool and to let him play at least one time to see if he's any good. My friend laughed and said, "Why are you so offended? Are you gay too or what?" I didn't want to act embarrassed or like being gay is a bad thing, so I told him, "Well, if I am, what about it? I'm still a good player." I thought it would be better to say that because I didn't want to be all defensive and proving him right like it's something to be ashamed of. Also, I didn't want the gay guy to feel like I was disgusted by the idea of being called gay, like there's something wrong with it. But now my girlfriend, 17 female, found out what I said, and she is very mad at me. She's calling me an a-hole and a shitty boyfriend for not denying the accusation because now her friends are gossiping about how she has a gay boyfriend, and she says it's humiliating her. I tried to explain to her why I didn't deny it, but she just says I fucked up. Now, I'm not sure if I did the right thing or not. I don't care if people think I'm gay, but she seems really upset about it. It sounds like you don't have a very good girlfriend. That is not cool. She should definitely be understanding of the situation. But it also sounds like you guys are still in school. And if there's anything I've learned, school-age kids can be the meanest. Yeah, I'd have to agree here with Baka Tari. They commented, "Your girlfriend is wrong and your response to the bully was correct. There is no connection between sexual preference and sports ability, nor is there a moral judgment to be made about sexual preference, NTA. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. That's exactly what I was getting at. Also, another part of my thought process by Ick Ben Kine Benane. Girlfriend is homophobic, so OP may want to think about that going forward in the relationship. Yeah, I mean, I don't exactly know if she's homophobic. I think she's just more so embarrassed by all the gossip going around, which that tends to happen in schools. But she should definitely at least be understanding and be on her boyfriend's side for sure. Moving on to our next Reddit. This one's from SomeBuilder9264. Am I the a-hole for buying my son a new piece of clothing, even though my wife didn't want me to? Already starting off, it's a wild title, but let's get into it. So my 38 male sisters, 40 female kids, have a habit of taking my stuff that doesn't belong to them. I'm not sure if they do it consciously or unconsciously, but they do it. My family's pretty close, so when I host, it's kind of direct, so to say, for me to invite everyone but her. Others have no problems doing it, though. By the way, she never ends up giving any of the stuff back, which is in its own problem. Hadn't happened to me until this happened. My son's 12M birthday party was at our house a week ago. He has this D&G beanie that I bought at some point in my life, and he put it down somewhere, and voila, it was gone. I asked my sister first if any of her kids had it, and she said yes, and that she'd return it to me when she could. That's code for you're not getting it back, by the way. I really didn't have time to deal with that, so I just put it in an order and bought him a new one. My wife, 38 female, thinks I went the wrong way about it because it's his fault he left it in a place like that, which she had told me before I bought the new beanie. When she saw the new one come in, she gave me the cold shoulder the rest of the day for going against her word or whatever. Am I the a-hole? Nah, I don't know what's up your wife's ass, but she doesn't seem too cool. I don't understand why she's not understanding the situation. If anything, I think she should be mad at the sister's kids for stealing. I mean, that's just not cool. All right, that concludes the first show of That Weirdo. Hope you all enjoyed the podcast and the Reddit stories that I found. If you guys have any specific topics or anything you'd like to hear, just drop it in the comments. I'll read through them and it'll help me decide the course of our very next show, which we will be releasing every Wednesday. So with that, stay tuned, my weirdos.